From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for the Columbia Green Media that a lot of different figures have been cited for how much the new Greene County Jail will cost, how much taxes will be raised to pay for it, and how many inmates the facility will hold. On April 30th in Catskill, former county legislator Lori Torgensen had this to say about the project that will be the most expensive in Greene County's history, and I quote, "We're going to spend about $70 million for an 80-bed jail for 15 people," end quote. But now Greene County Administrator Sean Groden says, and I quote, "We are looking at shrinking the number of cells, probably down to 64. It can be done fairly easy," end quote. Bills signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo on April 1st will mean many fewer prisoners in local jails. One of the new laws eliminates bail for misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies in favor of appearance tickets. Reformers predict the new laws could keep about 90% of people out of jail before court. As of April 19th this year, before the reforms begin in 2020, the county had 31 inmates shipped out to jails in Albany and Columbia County. Groden said the lower bed total needs approval from the State Commission of Corrections, which might not come until July. He did not say whether that pushes back the groundbreaking for the facility in Coxsackie, which he has previously predicted will happen this month. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that one local politician is pessimistic about a plan to create a joint authority to oversee solid waste disposal in Greene, Ulster, and Sullivan counties. At an April 30th meeting of the Ulster County Solid Waste Planning Commission, Fred Wadnola, the head of the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency Board, said, and I quote, "It's become so political that regionalization is never really going to happen in my estimation. Sullivan County legislatures turn over every 2 years. People are worried about getting reelected, and it became a political football in Sullivan County. Greene County was 100% behind it," end quote. In 2016, Ulster County processed 139,914 tons of solid waste, spending $14.5 million. Sullivan County produced 65,687 tons for $12.5 million, and Greene County made 59,384 tons and spent $4.9 million. The plan was to lower those numbers by sharing services. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that Republican Travis Stevens is not running for re-election for Albany County Legislature's 31st District this November, but Fran Porter and Jeff Purley are. The district covers western Guilderland, about two-thirds of Knox, and the northeast corner of Bern. Porter is running on the Democrat and Working Families Party line, and Purley is backed by Republicans, the Independence Party, and the Conservative Party. Purley is the former director of the New York State Lottery and now the president of Lottery Rewards Holdings. Porter directed the New York Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children and helped with Pat Strong's fail campaign for state senate last year. Purley says his goal is to keep a Republican in office in the district. Purley said, and I quote, "What's important is that we not go back to the way things used to be because we would be moving in a bad direction," end quote. Porter wants to join the Democratic majority in the Albany County Legislature. She said, and I quote, "A lot of what happens in that government, especially Albany County, is influential. It affects the surrounding counties, and because of the proximity to the state capital, it tends to influence the state legislation," end quote. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. The Albany Times Union reports that after The Simpsons made fun of upstate New York in a song on their April 28th episode, Governor Andrew Cuomo claimed he'd never seen an episode of the show, which will mark its 30th anniversary in December. Cuomo said he was, and I quote, "going to write a letter to The Simpsons. Now, if they respond, I'll really be worried," end quote. So far, though, the only writing has come the other way. Longtime Simpsons writer Al Jean sent a letter to Cuomo that reads in part, and I quote, "It has come to our attention that you have never seen an episode of The Simpsons. Please accept with our best wishes this season 4 DVD. You might find its ideas on monorail transportation, dental plans, and local theater intriguing. Or you might enjoy an episode or two when the demands of Albany prove too unyielding," In either case, please enjoy. And if you would like to come to L.A. for a table read, you are welcome anytime, end quote. On the cartoon Sunday, head of the family Homer Simpson said, and I quote, "We're headed to the one place that can never decline because it was never that great, upstate New York," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.